All right, good morning. Let's begin. So today's daf is daf peites. We're going to begin last three lines peiches and with base. Actually, last three lines. So the Mishnah said, "V'chein shnei diotios zokin egedzu." So too, if you have two diotios. Now, diotios again are second story domiciles. So if you have two, again, remember I said this is the cesspool Mishnah. Have a better name, but you understand when I say that. That's not a derogatory term. It's just a descriptive term. So remember again, what the Mishnah taught us so far is that if you have a chatzar that's more than dalet amos, you could pour out the wastewater directly in the chatzar. No need for any kind of ukar, for any kind of cesspool. The assumption is that in that large area, the waste gets absorbed within the ground itself. If it's less than dalet amos, then unless you have to have an ukar, you have to have a cesspool there. However, then the Mishnah brought up the case of the shtei diotios. So if you have these two second story domiciles opposite each other, so the Mishnah said, and we're dealing now with the case of a chaser that's less than dalet amos, that is less than dalet amos. So then the Mishnah said that if one building made an uka, one building did not make an uka, the one who went ahead and made the uka can go ahead and pour waste into the chaser, and the other may not. So says the Gemara, Amir Rava, afilu ervu. Now, Rava says it's actually very interesting. Rava said, even if they made an Erev Chatzera. So Rava will say, what does this mean? So let's say now we'll call it Building A made an Uka. Building B did not make an Uka, but yet they made an Erev Chatzera with each other. So Rava says, despite that, Building B still may not go ahead and pour its waste out into the Chatzer. So the Gemara says, Amalei Abayis. Abayis says, my time, why is that? Eleima mishum nefisha demaya. If you say there's a concern that if there are two buildings relying on the same cesspool, it's going to be too much waste for one cesspool, and by definition, it's going to flow into the Rishus HaRabim. So the Gemara says, "Va'atanya," we learned, "Achas li uka, va'achas li gistera, brecha va'areva." So we'll say whether you use an uka, which is an actual ditch, or whether you use a gistera. Gistera, we'll say, is a broken utensil, broken earthenware utensil. Or brecha, Rabbi will say, is like a fish pond, or areva, or a boat, sina kitana. So what this is saying is, when we say you have to have a cesspool, so what we're saying is there has to be an area for collecting waste. Lav dafka, it has to be a cesspool. It could be anything, as long as it's a utensil, or an area that's capable of collecting. Af apishin is malu mayim me'erev Shabbos, shofchin l'sochan mayim b'Shabbos. So what does the Braisa say? Even though it's filled with water on Erev Shabbos, what I mean like that is the following. Let's say the cesspool was filled already Erev Shabbos. So come Shabbos, now can I pour more into it? And the answer is yes. Well, so the reason for that is, remember, the whole concern over here is that we don't want people erroneously thinking that you could pour wastewater directly into the Rosh Sarabim. That obviously could be a malacha d'oraisa. So what Bryce is now saying is, as long as there is a cesspool, even if it's full, you can still pour waste into that cesspool, even if what? Even though by definition it's going to flow into the Rosh Sarabim, that's okay. Why? Because as long as you're not pouring it directly into the Rosh Sarabim, but you're pouring it into your Rosh, just even if it flows over, it's not a problem. So the point that Abai is making is, just even if you're concerned that when building A made the uka, building B did not, that if building B shares in it, the waste is going to overflow, we don't care if the waste overflows. That's okay, as long as there's an uka there. Eli itmar hochi itmar. The Gemara says, therefore, you're right. You have to rephrase Rava's statement. Amar Rava. Rav, what did Rava really say? Tap of peites. Lo shanu ela shelo irvu. When is it Shrabosai that if building A made a uka, and building B did not, that building B can't share in the uka? That's only when they did not make an Erev Chatzeros. Aval Erevu, but if they made an Erev Chatzeros, Mutarin. Then in fact, again, building B is permitted to use the Uka of building A as well. Vichilo Erevu, Mai Taimalo. So if they didn't make an Erev Chatzeros, so then why is it that building B cannot use the Uka of building A? The Gemara says, Amravashi, Gezeira Dilma Asi La'afuke Mima'ani Debatim Lahasam. There is a concern that what? That one may come to go ahead and carry utensils from his home into the chatzah. So we'll say the concern there is that, remember, there are two ways that you could get something into the uka. The pashas, you could pour it from your window. Right? You're in an aliyah, you're in an upper, so you could pour it down from your window. I don't know if that's advisable or not, but it's possible. The other possibility is you would carry, like, your bedpan or whatever it is into the chatzah. So that works fine. That works fine for the chatzah. So what the Gemara is saying over here is that lemaisa, when they didn't make an Erev Chatzeros, there's a concern that one of the buildings may come to go ahead and carry the utensils into the Chatzer itself to empty out the waste. Okay. I'm sorry?
Sometimes there's a getter that's made, and sometimes there isn't. Stray where, like this, they're worried about carrying, but there's other places where they're not as worried about.
No, I think this is pretty clear throughout, that whenever there are hashashas about carrying utensils into the chatzar, Chazal pretty much clamped down on that. Hadron Allah Ketzan Mishtatfin, says the Mishnah. Kol Gagos Ha'ir Rishus Achos. All the rooftops of the city are considered to be one rishus. Ubilvat shlo yehe gag gavoa yud o namuch yud. As long as there is not a 10 tefach height differential between any of the roofs. So meaning all rooftops, says the Tanakhama, are considered to be one rishus. Excuse me, Div Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says all rooftops are considered to be one rishus as long as they are all within 10 tefachim of each other. Look at Rashi Rabosai. Kol gago se'er rishus achos. Va'af api shet yurin chalukin lamata. Lishnei bnei Adam, hagagos she'in tashmishan tadir, ein bahem chiluk rishus. So this is very interesting. Even though, of course, that the residences below the rooftops are independent residences, nevertheless, the rooftops are considered to be one rishus. Now, both say, what's the ramification of that? Now, Rashi points out over here that the reason for that is because rooftops were not as commonly used, which we'll see. Interestingly enough, you see in different living arrangements, rooftops were used more than others. We'll get into this in the Gemara. We'll say the ramification of it being one rishus is the kelin sheshavsu begadzeh mutarim lahotziav lezeh. The ramification of this means if it's all one rishus, it means that if on the start of Shabbos you had a particular kli on a rooftop, then you can move that kli to any other rooftop over the course of Shabbos as well. So this is the position of Rabbi Meir. The chum say, Kol echad ve'echad rishus b'fnei atzmo. The Chum say each roof is its own rishus. Rabbi Shimon says echad gagos ve'echad chatzeros ve'echad karfifos, rishus achos hein lekelim sheshav su l'socham. So Rabbi Shimon comes along and says, here's what we have. So we have Rabbi Meir telling us that all rooftops are one rishus. The Chachamim telling us that no, each rooftop is its own rishus. And our Rabbi Shimon coming along and telling us that it's not just rooftops, but it's rooftops, it's gagos, chatzeros, karfifos. We also remember a karfif was like a storage area that people often had in the back of their house. So Rabbi Shimon says all of these areas are considered to be one rishus for utensils that were in one of these rishuyos at the start of Shabbos. But this doesn't apply to utensils that were in the home at the start of Shabbos. So we'll say we've seen the statement of Rabbi Shimon many times throughout this Masechta. So according to Rabbi Shimon, if you had a kli and it began Shabbos in the Chatzer, you can move it from Chatzer, Chatzer to Gad, Gad to Karfev, all over. Fine. Says the Gemara. First of all, take a look at Rashi. Rashi points out to Rabbi Shimon, make lo mikol. Rabbi Shimon is more lenient than everyone. The Amar Chatzeros, the Gagos, the Karfifos, She'ina Yosrim Beis Sasayim. Now we'll see in the Gemara that Rabbi Shimon does give a size limitation. Hoyo v'kulam in tashmishin miyuchad v'tadir rishus achasin. So Rabbi Shimon says that the common denominator between all of these areas is that they're not necessarily used for one particular purpose, and they're not necessarily used on a regular basis. We'll have to define this. Umataltlin mizelezeh afilu michatzer shal rabim. So I'll say, interestingly enough, Rashi points out over here, according to Rabbi Shimon, if you had, let's say, a kli, you left your kli in the chatzer, you could carry that kli on Shabbos from one chatzer to another, even without an eruv. According to Rabbi Shimon, the whole din of eruv chatzeros allows you to do what? To carry from your home to the chatzer, but not to carry within the chatzer itself, or for that matter, from chatzer to chatzer, says the Gemara. We'll obviously spend a lot of time developing each of these shittos. Yosef Abaye Bar Avin, Rabbi Chanina Bar Avin, Yosef Abaye Gabayu. So we'll see what happens. Abaye Bar Avin, Rabbi Chanina Bar Avin are sitting together, and Abaye is sitting with them. Yosef Vika Amri, and they're saying the following. Bishlam Rabbanon Savri, according to the rabbis, their position is clear. Kishim Shediyurin Chalukin Lamato, Kach Diyurin Chalukin Lamato. So we'll say, remember, what's the position of Chachamim? The Chachamim say that each rooftop is reckoned as its own independent rishus. So the Gemara says, I understand, all these Rabbanim say, I understand that position. Why? Because what the Rabbanim are saying, Chum are saying, is just like the residences below are separate and distinct, so too the rooftops are separate and distinct. Very logical. El Rabbi Meir, Mike Hasavar. But what is Rabbi Meir's position? Also remember, Rabbi Meir said that Lemaisa, all of the rooftops are considered to be one Rishus, as long as what? They're within 10 tefachim of each other. So the Gemara says, "My kasavar, I kasavar kishem shedirin chalukin lamata, kach dirin chalukin lamalo." If Rabbi Meir holds that the same way that the residences below are separate and distinct, so too again the residences above, i.e., rooftops, must be judged as separate and distinct. Amai rishus achosim. Then why would a Meir hold that they're all one rishus? The I kasavar in chalukin. And if you want to say that they're not distinct, right? The cholim malam miyud rishus achosi, because again we'll say anything that's higher than 10 tefachim by definition is in one rishus. Afilu gag gavoa asara v'namoch yud nami. Then even if what? Even if the rooftops have a 10 tefach height differential, they should still be considered one rishus. So the Gemara is asking on Rabbi Meir. Either you hold this one Rishos or you don't hold this one Rishos. If you don't hold this one Rishos, that's fine. That's logical. That's the position of the Chachamim. Just like the domiciles are separate and distinct below, they're separate and distinct above. But if you hold that they are one Rishos, so then what does it matter if one roof is 10 tefachim higher or lower than the other? They should still all be one Rishos. Amarlu Abaye said, Lo Shemil Lucha Hod Amar Av Yitzchak Bar Avdini. They do not hear what Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi said. So he says, Hayir Rabbi Meir, Omer Hayir Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir used to say the following, it was a very interesting clown. Kol makom sha'ata motzi shtei rishuyos. Whenever you find a situation of two different domains, v'hu rishus achos, but they're both in one domain. What does that mean? Kigon, amud birshus hayochid, gavoa asara v'rachav dal. So also listen to this case. So the example would be, let's say you have a pillar in Rosh Hashayachid, that's 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide. So also remember, what does that mean? So that pillar has the dimensions itself of a Rosh Hashayachid. So now you have an area that has the dimensions of Rosh Hashayachid in a Rosh Hashayachid itself. So what does the Rebbe say in that case? Aser lekaseif alof. You can't go ahead and adjust your load on that pillar. I will say that's an incredible chiddush, because here you are standing in the middle of Rishus HaYochid, right? There's no limitation on mobility. You can adjust your load anywhere else, but what? You can't use that pillar. Why not? Says Rabbi Meir. Gzeira mishum tel birshus haravim. There's a concern that if we let you use this pillar, that's what? You may come to go ahead and use a similar pillar in Rishus HaRavim. Now, Bosai, if you were to go ahead and use a similar pillar in Rishus HaRavim, what would happen? You potentially would have just performed an act of Hotsah, right? If you put your load down on that pillar, even to adjust it, if you allow your load to come to rest on that pillar, that's an act of transference between Rishus HaRavim and Rishus HaYochid. So therefore, Rabbi Meir holds, we don't pass him like this, but it's an interesting Shita, Rabbi Meir holds that if you have two Rishuyos within one Rishus, right, you essentially have to go ahead, and you have to treat it as Isser. So we won't let you adjust your load on the pillar in Rosh Hashayachid, even though it's totally mutter, lest you come to utilize a similar type of pillar in Rosh Sarabim. In which case, if you were to utilize that pillar in Rosh Sarabim, that of course would be potentially Malacha Doraisa. So therefore, why is this important for us? Hachinami, so too here in this case, Gezeira Mishum Tel Birshu Sarabim. So it's a very interesting idea. So therefore, using this logic, the Gemara suggests that so too over here, why does Rabbi Meir hold that if there's a 10 tefach height difference between the rooftops, that you may not use the one that's 10 tefachim higher or lower, out of the concern that you may come to use items with that same height differential when you are in Rishus HaRabim. So essentially, it's very interesting that Rabbi Meir is concerned, or the Gemara is concerned, Rabbi Meir and the Mishnah is concerned, that Lemaisa, if we let you use a rooftop that has a 10 tefach height differential, you may come to assume that usage of that height differential is permitted in all Rishuyos, and should you come to Rosh Saram and find a pillar that's 10 tefachim high, 4 tefachim wide, you may come to what? Adjust your load on it, and that would be Malacha Doraisa. So the Gemara says, Savar mina, afilu bachteshes v'afilu gigis. Rabbi Meir, using this logic, would we say that, let's say, even moving an object from even moving an object, let's say from the ground, to the top of a mortar or top of a barrel? Would that also be aser, let's say in Rishus HaYochid? Amrlu Abaye, Abaye said, Hachi Amr Mar, Lo Amr Rabbi Meir, Elo Amud V'Amas Rechaim. Rabbi Meir only made this prohibition when it came to a pillar, and Amas Rechaim. Amas Rechaim is a millstone. Hovil V'Adam Koveya Lahem Makom. Since a person establishes for them a place. So we'll say, here's what comes out. So Rabbi Meir apparently feels that to go ahead, and even in Rishus HaYochid, to place an object on top of something that is 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide, Rabbi Meir says, is asr, even in a Rishus HaYochid. Why? Out of the concern that if we allow you to utilize that area in Rishus HaYochid, what will happen? You'll come to utilize it in Rishus HaRabim, which could be a Malacha D'Araisa. Based on that, the Gemara is suggesting that that's what Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah holds, that although all rooftops are one Rishus, if there's a 10 tefach height differential, you may not use the roofs with the height differential. So the Gemara says, and now the Gemara is further clarifying that this only in the Rishus HaYochid, this only applies to items that have a fixed area. So his examples are a pillar or a millstone. Apparently, these are things that were not regularly moved. When you put them in a chaser, you left them in a chaser. That's what the Meir would be goes in Rishus HaYochid, that you can't put things on top of those particular objects. So the Gemara says, is that true? Vahari kosel shavim beis chaseros. What about the case of the wall in between two chaseros? De kavua. Now, that wall is a fixed item, right? That wall's not going anywhere. Va'amur Rav Yehuda, and Rav Yehuda says, Kishetim si lomar ledivir Rabbi Meir, when you go ahead and you investigate, according to Rabbi Meir, Gagin rushus la'atzman, chaseros rushus la'atzman, karfifos rushus la'atzman. Now, we'll see later on that according to Rabbi Meir, so just like rooftops are their own rishus, so too chaseros are their own rishus, and karfifos. Now, what does it mean, Rabbi Meir? That means you can carry gag to gag, you can carry chaser to chaser, you can carry karfif to karfif. According to Rabbi Meir, what? You can't carry gag to karfif or gag to chaser or chaser to gag. That you can't do. So the Gemara says, my love, yishari letal tule derech kosam. Now, Rabbi Meir, let's analyze this. So now, Rabbi Meir would hold that just like you can carry roof to roof, you can carry chaser to chaser. Talking about objects that, let's say, began Shabbos in the chatzer itself. All chatzeros are considered to be one rishus. Now, if you have a chatzer, Rav say, that has a wall in between the two chatzeros, how are you getting an object from one chatzer to the other? Are you not getting the object from one chatzer to the other over the top of the wall? Right, they'll put it on top of the wall and then maybe get it over the wall like that, get into the chatzer like that. Rav Huna, and Rav say, what would that show? That would show that, according to Rav Meir, you can place an object in Rishus HaYochid on top of an area that's higher than 10 tefachim, to which the Gemara says, Amarav Huna Bar Yehuda, Amarav Sheshes Lo, Lahachnis Ulaholzi Derech Psachim. No, not true. According to Rameir, that case of transferring Aina from one Rishus, from one Chaser to another Chaser, with a wall in the middle, will not be done by utilizing the top of the wall. It will be done by utilizing some type of entranceway or windowway in the wall itself. Okay. We'll say what comes out is, we're still left with the position of Rabbi Meir. Still with the position of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir's again position in the Mishnah is that all rooftops are considered to be one rishus, except of course if what? If there's a height differential of 10 tefachim between rooftops. That, and the Gemara seems to be saying the reason for that of Rabbi Meir is a carryover of another gezerah, or I should say it's not a carryover of another gezerah, it's part of another gezerah, where Rabbi Meir doesn't allow you to utilize things that have a 10 tefach height differential out of concern that you may come to utilize a space like that in Rishus HaRabim, which could be Malacha D'Araisa. Fine. The Chum say, Kol echad ve'echad rishus bifnei atzmo. Each and every rooftop is its own rishus. According to the Chumim, you can't automatically carry from one rooftop to another. Itmar, listen to this. Rav amar ima taltlin bo ela bedal rames. So Rav says, when we say that each rooftop is its own rishus, so Rav will say, what is that? So now, here's what we know. The Chachamim tell me that I can't carry from one rooftop to another rooftop. This is all without an Eruv, of course. So I got it. Now the Shaila is what? What about on a rooftop? What about on how much mobility do I have on one rooftop? So Rav says, Ema Talatun Bo Ela Dal Ramas. Rav says, you have Dal Ramas. Dal Ramas. Like any other un-Eruved area, you have Dal Ramas. Shmuel says, no, you could carry throughout the entire rooftop. So the Gemara says like this, B'mechitzas hanikaros, the kuli amalo pligi, ki pligi, b'mechitzas she'in hanikaros. So also, again, if you want to see a picture of this, so this is picture, if anybody has the picture books, so this is picture 313. So also what the Gemara is suggesting over here is the following. There are two different types of mechitzos. So remember, we're dealing on a rooftop, and as at least for now, we have no actual partitions on the top of the roof. Instead, what we're dealing with over here is the concept of good osik. So good osik means what to both, right? That you view walls as extending upwards. So mechitzos hanikaros just simply means that the walls of the building themselves are visible. As opposed to, we're going to see later on, buildings that are next to each other, buildings that are literally built right next to each other, where the walls of the building are not necessarily visible. So the Gemara says like this, in the case of mechitzos hanikaros, that means the sides of the building are absolutely visible. So the Gemara says the following. When the sides of the building are absolutely visible, everybody agrees. Now, what does everybody agree? Rashi says, "Kuli amalo pligi." Second to last line in Rashi, "The amrina b'hu good asik." Everyone agrees that when the walls themselves are visible, that we halachically view the walls as extending upwards. The damu la amar b'shus rabim. So, and therefore, again, if the walls extend upwards, then what does that do for you? It gives you absolute usage of the entire rooftop area. Where do they argue? The mechitzos she'inon nikaros. They argue in the case of mechitzos that are not nikar, mechitzos that are not visible. And I will say, when would that be? So if you could imagine, again, if you have two buildings built right next to each other, that means when you try to look over the side of the building, you can't see one of the walls because it's pressed right next to the other building. That's called a mechitza she'ino nikaro. So you could see in any city, you see buildings built like this, where they literally look like they're built on top of each other, so you can't see the side wall. So that's where they argue. Rav Amar, so we'll say, in the case of Mechitzos She'inon Nikaros, Rav says, Ein Metal Limbo Ela B'Dalet Amos. Rav says, you only have four Amos to carry in. Lo Arminon Good Asik Mechitzta, because in the case where the wall is not visible, Rav will say, we don't say Good Asik. Ushmul Amar Shmuel says, Mutla Talat L'Bekulo, you can carry throughout the entire roof. Why? The Amar Good Asik Mechitzta, because Shmuel holds that you even say good asik, even in a case of Atra Bosai, where the wall is not visible. Shmuel says you don't need the wall to be visible in order to say good asik mechitzta. All you need is what? You need the wall to be present.
It's visible at some point, because it ends, it goes across to the next house, because the other house has a wall that's visible.
So now, you have a row house. Well, I'm sure
the wall. Right, but
at some point
it ends.
No, it ends at.
It could be flush on top.
Right.
Flush on top. But on the outside,
there's
a wall.
Right. Correct. So the shaila is, it's not going to, no, so the other exposed sides is not the question. The question is the non-exposed side. You can't say, the question is, can you say, remember, for an area to be enclosed, it has to be enclosed on four sides.
It is, eventually, because you have two houses.
No, that only works if you're looking at them together. That's the whole point. That's the machlokis Rav and Shmuel. So Shmuel is going to say, no, we don't look at them together. We have to look at each roof. And remember, this is all in the position of the Chachamim. The Chachamim are saying we have to look at each roof independently. You're saying good according to Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Meir, or according to Chachamim, they're saying we start with the position of each roof is independent. Okay, now that I know that each roof is independent, how much mobility do I have on each roof? So here's what we have so far. If the walls are visible, everybody will agree. Everybody will agree you have the whole roof, because good asik mechitza, the walls will extend upwards. If the walls are not visible, that's you have the machlokes. So Rav will say only dalet amos, because you can only say good asik where the walls are visible. And Shmuel will say you have the whole roof. Let's read this. And he says Shmuel amar mutzal talta bekulo. Shmuel will say carry throughout the entire roof. Why da amar good asik mechitza? Because Shmuel apparently holds that you can say good asik even if the wall is not visible. So the Gemara says tnan. The Chacham say, so now Gemara quotes the Mishnah, the Chachamim say, kol echad ve'echad rishus la'atzmo. So the Gemara says, Gemara quotes the Mishnah that says, each and every rooftop is a rishus unto itself. Now I will say, the way that the Gemara is understanding that particular phrase is that when the Mishnah says that every rooftop is a rishus unto itself, what it means is, and you have unrestricted use on top of that roof. So the Gemara says, bishlam l'shmuel necha. So according to Shmuel, this works out perfectly. Because remember, what's the position of Shmuel? Shmuel holds that you say good asik mechitzta, even if what? Even with mechitzos she'ina nikaros. So that makes sense. Elo l'Rav kasha. But according to Rav, who says you only have dalet amos. So what will Rav say to this? Amri be'rav, mishmei de'rav. So they said in the yeshiva of Rav, in the name of Rav. What does it mean? Shelo yitaltel beis amos begag zeh, ubeis amos begag zeh. So we'll say Rav has a very interesting interpretation. That when the Mishnah says, Kol echad ve'echad rishus la'atzmo, What it's saying is that your extent of mobility is limited to that particular roof. So I might have thought the following. Maybe the maximum area I have for roof travel on Shabbos is 4 amas. But what? Maybe I have the right to decide how I use those 4 amas. So I want to use 1 ama here, two amas here, 2 amas there. Kamashmon says Rav, that the Mishnah tells us, Kol echad ve'echad rishus la'atzmo, which tells me what? Not that I could use the whole roof, I'm limited to 4. What does it teach me? That my 4 is limited to 1 particular roof. I can't use 2 here and 2 on another roof. So the Gemara says, V'ha'am Rabbi Lozer, ki avinon be'bavel. But Rabbi Lozer said, when I was in Bavel, Hava aminon be'rav mishmei derav. They used to tell me when I was in Bavel, Hava aminon be'rav, aminon be'rav mishmei derav. In the yeshiva of Rav, they used to say the name of Rav. Amru, ein metaltalin bo, ela bedal ramas. That Rav would say, you could only carry within it 4 amas. 4 amas, look at Rav, so before we get to Rashi. Vahani debe shmuel tanu, and in the yeshiva of Shmuel, they would say, ein lahen ela gagon. You only have the roof. My ein lahen ela gagon. What does it mean when it says they only have the roof? Lav de Charlotte Bekule. Does that not mean that you have the entire roof? We'll also look at Rashi just a moment. Bahani de Shmuel Tanu is Masnisa Biadaihu the most feminatiufdala de Beirav, Diktani Ainlohan Elochol Echod Ella Gago, the Mashmudalo Yitalta Ella Bigago, Habigago Yital. So also listen to this in the Yeshiva of Rav. They said that there's another Mishnah, and the Mishnah says that, again, Rabbi said, this is all in the position of the Chachamim. Just don't lose sight of that, because not everybody, the premise that we're dealing with over here is that rooftops are independent. That's only according to the Chacham. Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon will disagree with that. But in the Chacham's position, Rav and Shmuel are arguing. So here you have now Rabbi Lazar saying that when I went to Bavel, in the yeshiva of Shmuel, they quoted a Mishnah, and the Mishnah said that on Shabbos, all you have is the roof. And when we say the roof, that inference from that is what? That you can carry on the entire roof. So Mar says, okay, that's very nice. Umi alima mimas nisin. But why should this Mishnah from the yeshiva of Shmuel be any stronger than the Mishnah we just quoted on the bottom of Amud Aleph Tap on Amud Beis? Do kimna shelo yitaltel shtei amos begagzeh u'shtei amos begagzeh. Hachinami beis amos begagzeh u'beis amos begagzeh. So Mar says, I don't understand. This Mishnah that they quoted in the yeshiva of Shmuel is no stronger than the Mishnah we quoted on Amud Aleph on the top of Amud Beis. And how did we interpret that Mishnah according to Rav? That according to Rav is coming to teach us, not that you have the whole roof, but what? Your mobility is limited to one roof. And you may not go ahead and, let's say, carry or move 2 amos here, not move, but carry 2 amos here and 2 amos on another roof. Amud Rav Yosef. Lo shmiya li hashmaisa. So we've actually had this before. So Rav Yosef said, I never heard this ruling before. Now what is he referring to? Look at Rashi. Lo shmiya li hashmaisa, de Shmuel. The name of good asik b'mechitzos kiani she'in ikaros. I never heard that Shmuel holds that you can say good asik even in mechitzos that are not recognizable. So Amalei Abaye said to him, at amrit nehelon. Rebbe, you taught it to us. So remember, we've had this before. Rav Yosef, unfortunately, suffered from some kind of illness where he forgot his learning. So often what would happen is, Abaye was his Rebbe, Abaye was his Talmud, excuse me, and Abaye always followed him around. And what often Rav Yosef would say, I never heard this before, and Abaye would say, Rebbe, you actually taught it to us. And he would remind Rav Yosef of the particular teaching. So the Gemara says, Amrei Abaye at Amrei Nehelon, Rebbe, you taught it to us. Va'aha Amrit Nehilan. And Rebbe, here's where you taught it to us. Listen to this case of Osai. Gag Godol Hasamoch Likatan. If you have a large roof that's close to a small roof. So Osai, again, if you want to see the picture of this, it's going to be a little bit helpful. This picture is, picture 315. So the easiest way to visualize this is like this. So you have, essentially, you have a large roof in back, and you have a smaller building that's flush against the larger building. So the idea is one wall of the small building is entirely against the large building, but for the large building, we'll call it wall number 4, which is the wall where they're connected, has overlap on each of its sides. I'm sorry? Correct. Now, again, only the wall of the large building, the wall of the small building, one entire wall is flush against the larger building. So listen to this. So Gag HaSamoch, Gag Godla Samoch Lakatan. So you have again the wall of a large roof that's next to a small roof. Hagadol mutter, the larger one is mutter, the Hakatan aser, and the smaller one is aser. Look at this, watch this, look at Rashi. Rashi says, Hagadol mutter, letaltol bo. So those who live in the larger building can carry on their rooftop. Va'afilu l'rav, d'ha mechitzos shalmata yeshtan ba'odfo l'kan l'kan. Mechitzos hanikaro sein. V'gud askinu. V'islu gifufi. V'ach pirtza shengen egen ha-katan. Pischa havi l'gadol. V'ein katan osa l'adavi kishtei chatero se pesa p'ine. So listen to this. So those who live in the large building can carry on their rooftop. Why? Because also, what do you say about the large rooftop? Good asik. What does good asik do? So on three of the sides, good asik gives you a full wall. And on the fourth side, remember the fourth side is where the small building is flush against it. But what do you have? You have overlaps, right, on both of the sides, and good asik will there. And therefore the opening will just be considered like a pesach, will be like an opening to the small chatzar. But the opening to the small chatzar does not in any way prohibit the small rooftop, will not prohibit the larger rooftop. So the large rooftop is considered to be totally enclosed. However, the hakatan asr, but the smaller roof is aser. Look at that, Shabbos. Have hakatan aser. Dilididei havi miluo velav pischohu v'aser labnei gadol. So we'll say for the smaller rooftop, it's going to be aser. Why? Because it's totally open on one side to another area. V'amrit lan ala, and Rebbe, I remember Zabai talking to Rabbi Yosef, and Rebbe, you taught us about this. Amr Rabbi Yehuda Amr Shmuel, that Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Shmuel. Lo shanu ela. Sheyesh diurin azeh v'diurin azeh. This is only true if there are people who would use both rooftops. People use both rooftops. So look at Rashi. Sheyesh diurin azeh v'azeh. Sheoven kol sha'am izeh l'azeh. This is only in a case where people are moving from one rooftop to another. Hilchach leka l'neimar gud asik b'mechitza tachtonu sheveneim v'vneishin addresses. Because in that case, it would be ridiculous to what? To say gud asik on the fourth side of the small rooftop. Why? Because we'll say, here's one thing. You can't say good asik on an area that's constantly traversed by pedestrian traffic. Okay, so we'll say, follow this out. So now what you have is, the large roof is totally good, totally accessible to the residents because it's enclosed on all four sides. The only difference is that on the fourth side it has an opening. Small roof is enclosed on three sides, but ultimately the fourth side is not enclosed. Now why can't you say good asik there? So apparently what the Gemara is saying is you can't say good asik because you can't create a halachic mechitza in an area that's constantly being traversed. So if there is constant pedestrian traffic, you can't tell me that halachically there's a mechitza there. So lo shanu ela sheish diurin azeh v'diurin azeh. Dehav yilei ha dekatan mechitza nidreses. Because then the halachic mechitza that would come up from the fourth side would be what? A constantly traversed area, both sides. Interestingly enough, as much as we can create halachically virtual mechitzos, those halachically virtual mechitzos must conform to some reality. The reality of a mechitza is that it obstructs movement. So remember, on the sides of the building, that works just fine because hopefully no one's going over the side of the building. So those are areas that are not traversed. But if the small roof opens up to the large roof and there are constantly people going back and forth, so you can't go ahead and say that there's a mechitza there. Aval, but listen to this. Ain diurin alzev yalzev. But I will say, what happens if nobody uses the rooftops? Or, for that matter, there's not really a real flow of pedestrian traffic on top of the roof. So then what? Listen to this. Pshnehen mutarin. Then both rooftops are mutar. So we'll say, look at Rashi just a moment. Aval ain bahem diurin. Listen to this. If there is not pedestrian traffic between the two rooftops, then Rashi says, aval ain bahem diurin. Amrinan ba gud asik. Oh. Then in that case, we would say good asik, umutra afakatan. And therefore, even the small roof would be okay. We'll say, what does that show you? Therefore, alma, af b'mechitza she'ena nikeres, isle l'shmuel good asik, dilav d'mechuborhein ein drisa mizelza. So we'll say, what do you see from here? That even with a mechitza she'ena nikeres, because remember, the buildings are flushed together on one side. So you have a mechitza that's not recognizable. Still what? You would say good asik in that case. Amarle. So now Abaye just told Rav Yosef how Rav Yosef taught this to them in the past. So the Gemara said, Amarle, ana hachi amri lachu. So now apparently Rav Yosef remembered this, and Rav Yosef said to Abaye, that's not what I taught you. Now I remember, let me tell you what I taught you. Lo shanu ela sheish mechitza alzeh u mechitza alzeh. When do we say that the rooftops are permitted? That's only when what? When there is an actual mechitza on each of the rooftops. So again, this is picture 3:16. So Rabbi Yosef says, I'm telling you, when there's an actual mechitza, an actual partition on the rooftops, again, the picture is just of an actual partition on the rooftop. It's not, you don't need too much imagination for it. Right? So when do we, when is this true? When there's an actual mechitza, look at Rashi, shesh mechitza zeh mechitza zeh, kol svi oseyen, chutz mi keneged chiburon, the hashta mishri gadol b'gifufi. So we'll say again, when do we say, when did I tell you that the upper mechitza was permitted? That's when mamish, it's enclosed by an actual mechitza. And that mechitza extends on all four sides. The difference just isn't on the fourth side, which is the side that it's connected to the small roof. There's an entranceway. Hagodol mishri b'gifufi. The large rooftop will be permitted because, again, it's fully enclosed on three sides. And on the fourth side, ultimately, it still has... Kifufi just means, I will say, like, right, partition remnants. It has pieces of a partition. The katan nifrats bimiluo. But ultimately, again, the katan will not be permitted. Why? Because it's totally breached on one side. Aval ein mechitza lo alzeh velo alzeh. Shnehem asurin. But Rabbi Yosef now says, but if lemaisa there is no mechitza, no real mechitza on either of the chatzeros, then what? Then both are lemaisa asur. Look at Rashi. Avai mechitza lo lekan below lekan shnehem asurin. The katan nami asur agadol. The hoil below havi gifufi mamish. El ayede gud asik lo havi gifufi leshavi pischa legabe. Interestingly enough, so according to what Rabbi Yosef is saying now, both chatzeros will be aser. Why? Because good asik only works to create whole partitions. Good asik does not work to create partial partitions. And therefore it will turn out that what? That both the large roof as well as the small roof are fully breached on one side, which would mean then that carrying on these rooftops would be prohibited. I vahadi yurin amratlan, but Rebbe, this is now Rav Yosef, this is now Abaye saying that Rav Yosef, but you mentioned something to us about people who about pedestrian traffic on top. So he says amratlan I amri luchut yurin hachi amri. So Rav Yosef says, I don't remember saying anything about residents, but if I did say something about residents, here's what I would have said: lo shanu elishish mechitza ruuya ledira. Furthermore, when do we say that even if the rooftop has a mechitza, that the rooftop is usable? That's only if it's a mechitza that's ru'uya ledira. Now we'll say, what does that mean? That it's solid enough, right? The mechitza itself is solid enough that people would feel comfortable using rooftops. We'll say, what Rabbi Yosef is saying is that lemaisa, people don't just stam use a roof, because remember, this is also about buildings. People don't just stam use a roof. People only use a roof if what? If there's a real mechitza that's able to prevent them from falling over. So when do we say, so Rabbi Yosef is now saying, it's not just enough to have a mechitza, you have to have a mechitza that makes people comfortable enough to use the upper story, to use that rooftop. So I'm sorry. Elo sheish mechitza ru'u ledira, alzeh u'mechitza ru'u ledeh, alzeh. Hagodol, the godol mishteri, b'gifufei, v'katan nifratz b'miluo. So we'll say, in that case, says Rabbi Yosef, if you have a real mechitza that's strong enough to make people feel secure, then you could use the upper roof, because the upper roof essentially is enclosed on all four sides. Granted, there's an opening on the fourth side, but we view that as a Pesach, not as a breach. The smaller rooftop will not be permitted to be used. Why? Because it's fully breached on one side. Aval yesh mechitza re'uya ledira alagod. Listen to this. But if you have a real mechitza, and a mechitza that's strong enough to make people feel comfortable using the rooftop on the upper chatzer, the ein ru'uya ledira ala katan. But what? There's not a mechitza ru'uya ledira on the smaller chatzer. Afilu katan shari libnei gadol. Even the smaller chatzer will become permitted for the people of the larger chatzer. Why is that? My time, kevan de lo aved mechitza saluki salik nafshai hu mehacha. Since the smaller chatzer, I keep saying chatzer, I mean rooftop. Since the smaller rooftop did not really make a real mechitza, therefore, what does that show? That shows that they really don't have any intentions of using the rooftop, in which case they've yielded their rights to the people of the larger roof, and the people of the larger roof will be able to use their area and the smaller area. So we'll say what comes out is the following. Rav Yosef seems to be saying a radically new approach. Rav Yosef is saying to now Abaye, I never taught you anything about good asik. Everything about good osik. Now, the reason why he doesn't like to rely, it's not that Rav Yosef doesn't agree to good osik. Rav Yosef agrees to good osik. What's his problem with good osik in this case? He doesn't hold that good osik will work for that fourth side of the larger rooftop. Because he holds good osik is a din in a full mechitza. You can't use good osik for partials. Right? You can't use good osik for partial mechitzos. Therefore, Rav Yosef says the case of the rooftop that'll work will be when there are actual mechitzos surrounding the areas. And not only actual mechitzos, but what? that the mechizos that are strong enough to make people secure living in the rooftop. So if you have the two roofs surrounded by these strong mechizos, the larger roof will be usable because it has an enclosure on all four sides. The smaller roof will not because it's breached on one of the sides. But interestingly, says Rav Yosef, that if on the smaller chat, if the smaller rooftop, they did not make strong enough mechizos, then interestingly enough, what will that do? That will actually give the rights of the larger rooftop to the smaller rooftop to the larger rooftop. Why? Because the fact that the people of the smaller rooftop did not make strong mechizos is indicative of what? That they don't really have intention to use that roof area, in which case they've yielded and ceded those rights to the people of the larger chatzar. So if the people of the larger chatzar have strong enough mechitzos around their area, not only can they use their area, but what? They can also use the area of the smaller rooftop as well. I suppose we'll stop over here for today. Say that again?
Where are we?
No?
Am I wrong?
No, you're absolutely
right. I don't get it. I mean, they're not allowed, they're not permitted up there in any case without Mr. Spence.
Correct. Up to 10 hours.
Isn't that the law?
That is correct.
No, they're not permitted up there. The owner.
That is correct.
Rabbi, that was my
comment. That the owner's required to have a fence on that roof.
Right.
So how do we even get into this?
Because again, the criteria for a roof, a fence for ma'akeh is different than what the Gemara feels would be the qualifications for a mechitza for sustained use. Right? The idea of a ma'akeh means you have to have something there to protect people from falling. That's the idea.
This is deraisa.
100%.
Okay.
But apparently the criteria for that type of roof is different than the type of roof you would build for sustained ongoing use. Then apparently it would be even a taller or more heavy-duty type of fence.
How tall should the market
be? But the pictures that we saw had nothing. The ones that were using examples of the big earth and small had no fence at all.
Oh, I know you're asking.
That's
just
what
the general
I'm so I'm saying. Why do they even get into this if you already have a deraisa issue?
You have a market. Yeah, that's a good question.
That's
first time. I don't know the answer to that.
Right. The artist was phenomenal.